it's a thing.
So take advantage of the semi-annual sale at Mattress Firm. Go to mattressfirm.com, find the location nearest you. Mattress Firm, save money,
sleep happy.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
You know, moving is never fun, especially during baseball season. But OD Household Services makes it cheaper and easier. OD drops off a trailer that you load yourself. Then OD delivers it to your new address when you want it. You only pay for the space you use, and OD does all of the driving. Schedule your easy and affordable home move now at odmove.com/Cubs. That's odmove.com/Cubs. OD Household Services, official partner of the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, wow. You're actually wearing your hair down tonight.
Yeah, because I finally decided that I love my hair. I figured out the solution for my morning frizz, midday poof, and even next day bedhead. It's Frizz E Secret Weapon Touch-Up Cream by John Frieda.
Well, you and your hair look flawless.
Flawless and touchable. Feel.
Oh.
See? It's soft. Smooth ends, no flyaways, shiny.
Well, I clearly need to get some because your hair looks amazing.
Frizz E Secret Weapon, only from John Frieda.
Jared introduces a diamond that's as unique as the woman you'll love forever. It's called Chosen by Jared, a diamond that has a one-of-a-kind story only Jared can tell. With a book of photographs that documents your diamond's journey. Every GIA-certified Chosen diamond is hand-selected, cut, and polished by Jared experts, never leaving our hands until it gets to hers. The one diamond that could only be for her and only come from you. That's why he went to Jared.
Top appliance brands like GE, Samsung, and LG have a new home. JCPenney now sells major appliances in select stores and at jcp.com/appliances. From washing machines and dryers to refrigerators and more. Save up to 20%, plus an extra 10% off on all major appliances. Plus, get 30 months special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Subject to credit approval, must request a time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 10/11 to 10/23.
As a pro, every job matters, and I know that I can always trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. With brands I can count on like GAF, Hitachi, and Bostitch, I spend less time shopping around and more time getting the work done.
Now through October 30th at Lowe's, get 20% off a pallet or more of GAF shingles, Hitachi accessories and fasteners, and select Bostitch roofing, nailers, and nails. See Pro Desk in store for details and limitations, U.S. only.
Tonight, the Cubs are on the West Coast to try to get even with the Dodgers in Game 4 of the NLCS. Keep it here as we get you ready for this huge game. Plus, stay tuned for Pat and Ron's hometown call. Our extended pregame starts at 5, first pitch 7:05 on the official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves host Milwaukee tonight at Allstate Arena as part of the Amtrak rivalry. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Derrick Rose and two friends have been found not liable in a civil sexual assault case out in L.A. Rose will now head back to New York to begin the season with the Knicks, having been cleared of all charges. In baseball, after winning 103 games during the regular season, the Cubs now find themselves down 2-1 heading into Game 4 of the NLCS tonight. So, Joe Maddon, is this the Cubs' moment of truth?
You know, I'm so bad at drawing kind of lines in the sand and things. For me, it's about putting this one in a wastebasket, come back and play tomorrow. It's one day at a time. I've preached it all season long. We have a very good pitcher pitching tomorrow. So do they. We're able to win that game tomorrow. The narrative's going to change entirely.
John Lackey will be on the mound for the Cubs tonight. He gave up 3 runs in just 4 innings in Game 4 of the NLDS, but Lackey has a 1.75 career ERA against LA in 12 starts. The lineup for the Cubs is out, and it looks like this. Dexter Fowler leads off and plays center field. Chris Bryant at second. Anthony Rizzo at first. Ben Zobrist bats cleanup and plays left field. Javi Baez at second. Wilson Contreras behind the plate. Jason Hayward in right. Addison Russell at shortstop. John Lackey on the mound. The Dodgers will send 20-year-old Julio Urias to the hill to make his first postseason start. Pregame starts at 5 here on 670 The Score, 7:08 first pitch. Toronto and Cleveland are underway in Game 5 at the Rogers Center, Game 5 of the ALCS. Indians up 2-0 in the fourth. Cleveland secures their spot in the World Series with a win today. The Bears and Packers play tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. Wide receiver Eddie Royal has been ruled out for that game, as has DeAndre Hall. Jay Cutler, Josh Sitton, and Jeremy Langford are all doubtful. Sam Acho, Bryce Callahan, Kadeem Carey, Leonard Floyd, Zach Miller, Jarrell Freeman, and Tracy Porter all questionable. For the Packers, tight end Jared Cook and running back Eddie Lacy are among those ruled out. Elsewhere in the league, Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger out 4 to 6 weeks following knee surgery. Geno Smith will start for the Jets on Sunday against Baltimore. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Home Run and Pizza, serving Chicago authentic thin crust pizza since 1947. Go Northsiders. And go for game day greatness and join 670 The Score and Dos Equis at Sneakers in Franklin Park this Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. for a college football watch party. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for the NL Central champion Chicago Cubs. Listen to every postseason game right here with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. Next game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Dodgers, beginning at 5. It's Chicago Playoff Baseball on 670 The Score, the radio home of the Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Boers and Bernstein.
Baseball.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is a guy you see and hear on MLB Network. You can follow him on Twitter at Plesac19, and he joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline for the best deals on all major tire brands. See your CarX man. He is Dan Plesac, and he is with us on The Score. Hello, Dan.
Oh, how are things doing? I'm watching the American League version of the Cubs right now, the Blue Jays, down 3-0 to the Indians in the fourth inning, right? The Blue Jays, same thing as the Cubs, they can't hit. What the hell is going on, Barry?
I know, it's unbelievable. But, Dan, I've seen it 1,000 times before. Great pitching. This is what happens. You get ones and twos and closers,
yeah,
and they just...
You know what, though, Barry? You know what, though? This is what I'm just sort of trying to wrap my arms around. We did the pregame show, right, for this Blue Jays-Indians game, right? And we're talking about the Cub game last night. You know what? Two starts in the series against the Nationals, right, Rich Hill? He looked like a different. He looked like he was life and death to get. They couldn't wait. As soon as he went out there, the bullpen was ready to get into action, right? And I thought last night, for second and third, one out, the Cubs had a chance to take the crowd out of the game, to get the bullpen into the game. Because I don't care what they tell you about the Dodgers. I mean, Rich Hill, it's been a nice story. But listen, in those two games that he started against the Nationals, it wasn't like, hey, just relax, let him calm down. They couldn't wait to get into the bullpen. And the Cubs, they let him off the hook. Addison Russell right now, he's lost. I'm not trying to be rude and mean. He's lost at the plate now, Barry. He is absolutely, he's lost.
All right, so what's the balance now, Dan? What does Joe Maddon do? Because, hey, hippie Joe Maddon has always been seashells and balloons, and don't let the pressure exceed the pleasure, and try not to suck, and the T-shirts and the catchphrases. And now you're not in full-blown crisis, but you lose this game, you're probably there. What would be the proper response? What would be the best received response from a guy who has that kind of personality and that kind of process-based approach to try to make sure he can take some of the pressure off?
You can't get to this point right now and change anything, because the players will sense that immediate change, right? And so, you just have to go through it. The bottom line is this. There have been two guys in that lineup that have done anything, right? Baez really was the MVP of the series against the Giants, okay? And Chris Bryant is solid. The other six bats, I'm not including the pitcher, Ben Zobrist, bad. Hayward, non-existent. The rest of the lineup has been awful. Anthony Rizzo, I thought game four in that series against the Giants, he had some really good at-bats. His last three at-bats, he hit a line drive to center field. He had the big walk off of Javi Lopez. I thought, okay, he's going to get it turned around right now. Listen, if you're a pitcher right now, you got two guys you have to navigate through. Baez, and he's very pitchable because he swings at anything. You know, he got that big base hit, the go-ahead run in game four on an 0-2 pitch that was too good of a pitch from Strickland. That was the game game-winning base hit. Right now, if I'm the Dodgers, I'm concerned about one guy, Chris Bryant. The rest of the lineup right now, and what's scary when you're watching these games now, is like they're like the Blue Jays. They're stuck in between. They're taking 2-2 fastballs right down the middle and swinging at 3-2 curveballs in the dirt. It's a bad place to be. You know, I'm not trying to be doom and gloom, and as I was watching that last night, Barry, it felt like it was 4-0 in the seventh. It was 15-0. It was like there was no way they were coming back. And then if you're not going to panic, you're going to go ahead and you're going to hit for Addison Russell last night in the seventh inning. When it's 6th or 8th inning, it's 6-0. I thought there you leave him in, and maybe he gets in a bat where it's non-pressure, and he can square something up, and all of a sudden he feels good about himself. Instead, you pinch hit for him, you bring in Hayward, and Joe Blanton just despite three pitches, boom, 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 he was out of there.
That was bizarre. That was a very odd move by Joe Maddon there. No, you're just look, Sack. You're just telling the truth. It's not about doom and gloom. You're just telling the truth. But go back to Rich Hill for a second. And yeah, he looked really in one of those games against the Nationals.
Barry, they made him look better than he is. I'm sorry. He had a handful of two starts with the Nationals, right? And he was on the ropes from the minute he got in both of those starts.
All right, so explain this to me. You have a guy in Anthony Rizzo who is setting up Rich Hill to get what he wants. He's setting him up. He's not giving in. He's not giving in to a pitcher that he doesn't have a lot of respect for. So he's setting him up to get what he wants, and he's getting 3-1 or 2-0 fastballs, and he's not pulling the trigger. What's in his mind?
He's caught in between. That's what I was saying, and it's lineup wide right now. Like they're getting counts in their favor, and you get to count 2-1, 2-0. Well, you're hunting. This is a pitch where you're going to have to hunt the fastball and get one, and you get one, and you take it. And then the next pitch, you're like, okay. And then the next pitch is a 2-1 slider, and you chase it to 2-2. Now you're screwed because you're not sure where to go. And what's sad right now is there's about five guys in that lineup. Ben Zobrist is just as guilty as Anthony Rizzo. He's swinging at bad pitches. He's an easy out right now. And I never thought I'd see that happen because one of the things that I marveled when he was with the Royals last year, he fell right at that, taking pitches, work at bats, swing at good pitches. He swung at a lot of bad pitches, and he's taken a lot of two strikes. It's lineup-wide. Right now, if the game is on the line, you better cross your fingers and hope it's Chris Bryant. Now, that could change. This team won 103 games, so I'm not completely giving up. But I'm going to tell you this. They lose this one tonight, and if the Dodgers decide to go with Kershaw tomorrow,
They said they're not. That as of right now, Dave Roberts says it's Kenta Maeda, and he just now answered a question, asked, are there any circumstances in which you could see it being Kershaw tomorrow? He said no.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to believe it because he said before Game 5, Kershaw be available, and he said absolutely not, and here he came strolling into the ninth. But I think I believe him this time. If I were the Dodgers, I'm waiting. I'd rather have – why do they need to panic? There's no need for the Dodgers to panic, particularly if they win this game tonight.
What advantages should the Cubs have against a 20-year-old pitcher?
Well, like advantages I thought the Blue Jays would have with a guy that has one career big league start. They're losing 3-0 in the fourth inning. Merritt had 11 big league innings this year, guys. And he's shutting the Blue Jays down. When you get in a funk like the Cubs and the Blue Jays are in, I can't explain it. You know, Jose Bautista spouts off yesterday and says, hey, maybe this young guy might be shaking in his boots, you know? Jose Bautista's 1-for-14 going into this series today. He ought to just worry about getting on base. Right?
All right, Dan, let's go back, if we could, for just a moment.
You got me all fired up now, Barry.
Well, just calm down, for God's sakes. It's baseball, will you? Relax.
It's not. It's October baseball. It's not just baseball. Okay. All right, I'm going to calm down.
All right. So go back to the Kershaw-Baez at-bat from Sunday night?
The deep center field.
The fly ball. 108-mile-an-hour exit velocity, 24-degree launch angle. Major league hitters with those two stats this year hit 900. So he just misses it. He just misses it. And so instead, if that goes out, Cubs are up 2-0 going to L.A.
Right.
Instead it's 1-1. they get it stuck to them again yesterday. The offense is not doing anything. They lack confidence. How do you change that? What do you do? How do you, as a team, how do you change that? I mean, they say hitting's contagious, pitching's contagious. I believe in those things. I believe it's really just one word, confidence, and the Cubs don't have any. How do you change it?
You know what you're going to need tonight? You're going to need John Lackey to step up like he stepped up. He has a chance to do something that nobody's ever done in the history of baseball, win four postseason games with four different teams. And I will tell you this. I wouldn't have had a problem with John Lackey starting game two. I wouldn't have, listen, John Lackey, I think you're going to see a guy that if they score four, he's going to give up three. If they score two, he's going to give up one. I think you're going to see a stellar performance from John Lackey. I'm a big John Lackey fan, and not to change gears, but everybody was this Kyle Hendricks for National League Cy Young, all the metric guys like, oh, listen, look at his on base and low whip and all that. Hey, listen. If there were five mounds at Wrigley the other night when he got into the sixth inning, there were more guys warming up. They couldn't wait to get him out of that game, right? He's not an ace, Barry. He's had a really good year, okay? Kyle Hendricks is a good pitcher, but I'll take John Lackey every day of the week.
Brian Kenny's going to be all over you. You're going to have a big problem.
You know what? I'm tired. Listen, I don't need somebody with a slide ruler to tell me what's a good pitcher and a bad pitcher. You know what? Exit velo and all this other UZR ratings, it's made a lot of average players a lot of money. That's what it's done the last three or four years. And then you know what you get? You get a lineup of guys hitting 235 because in outs and out, they hit 25 home runs, but they're like the Blue Jays. They can't score any freaking runs when it counts. Right? So you have, oh, what a year. Look at, he had 23 and 45. Big deal. How about, can we get two hits when it counts when somebody's on base? Boy, you got me going, Barry.
I know
you got me going, right? You know, so spin rates and metrics. You know what? I tell people this at MLB all the time. I wish you guys could go sit in the dugout with your favorite team for 5 days. Because by the third day, you will find out who are the real men, who are the phonies, and who are the guys that really don't want to be part of it when it really gets down and dirty.
We
and
always
that's
like
the truth. And that's
we always
the truth. But
we appreciate the the calls from Dan and Crown Point are always fun. Regular caller Dan from Crown Point, who's with us right now on Sports Radio 670.
He actually is in. You're not in Crown Point. Where are you in Indiana right now?
Jersey, right? I'm sitting in my office watching the Blue Jays. They're losing 3-0. Now you got me all fired up talking about metrics.
Yeah, I would just love to hear what Theo Epstein's response to your particular harangue would be, considering that there are...
You know what? That's the beauty of the game, though. And I'll say one thing about Theo, and that's why he's what he is. That's why he's the best at what he does. He does a really good job of taking the metrics, scouting, and he relies a lot on his baseball people. That's why the Cubs were able to get so good in such a short period of time.
Who else does that is Andrew Friedman of the Dodgers.
Thank you. And I'm just going to tell you this. The Cubs are still, I am not wavering the way I felt last week or 2 weeks ago. They're the best team in baseball. They have yet to play like it, but they can change my opinion. If they win tonight, I think they're going to win the series. And I really believe that. This team, you can't be an imposter and a phony to win 103 games. That's not possible. 90 to 92 games, I can get it. To win 103, you've got to be pretty good. They're a good team that's played lousy, but we just got to hope they turn it around tonight.
All right, so you have Addison Russell, who all year was so good in these late-inning situations, close-game situations. He was the best hitter on the Cubs in those situations. And now he comes up in that situation last night, and he's awful. He's been awful since the playoffs started. Did not have a great September. You think he's tired? Do you think he's mentally or physically tired, or is there some way to salvage what's left of him this postseason?
You know, Barry, that's the million-dollar question. I don't know that answer, and I'd like to think, listen, there was a big drop-off in the month of September, so this has kind of been trending downward since mid-August into September, right? It could be tired. It could be he's struggling for the first time in an extended period. He doesn't know how to fix it, and I think that happens a lot with younger players where you really, I think it takes you a couple of seasons as a pitcher to learn your mechanics, to learn your body, to learn how to work, how to fix things when it's broken, and not to have a coach have to do it for you, how you can fix it from one at bat to another, and as a pitcher from one pitch to the next one, not four batters later when you're out of the game, you know, in the shower with an ice bag on your arm because you can't stop the bleeding. Barry, I don't know. I can't give you the direct answer, but I do know this. He, along with the, but he's not the only guy. They're killing that lineup right now. And I am not wavering. This is the best team in baseball. They don't look like it right now as we speak. But if John Lackey and they can score a few runs, we'll look at them differently and go, take a deep breath. Let's get this thing back to Clark and Addison, and they'll finish it off. They've got to win this game tonight. I think this is a, I'm not going to say must win, but this is a game I think they really need to win.
I think so too. I think that's.
I
think must win would probably suffice. But I'm just curious what you said about John Lackey, where you said if they score four, he'll give up three. If they score two, he'll give up one. What exactly do you mean by that?
He's not a guy that's going to wow you with his stuff, okay? He is what he is. He's a good big game pitcher. He's not a guy that you can, he's going to make you pack your bats up. When Arrieta's on and he's lights out, he's near impossible to hit. He can throw a shutout. The same thing with John Lester. John Lackey doesn't quite have the stuff that they have. He has to use a little bit more moxie. He's got to hit the corners. He pitches away most of the time to right-handers. He needs that bait that they're going to chase that slider down and away off the plate. This will be a tough lineup because with Grandal and Adrian Gonzalez in that lineup, they have some good left-handed hitters, and Corey Seager, their shortstop. So he's going to have that changeup or that split finger working tonight. This is not going to be an easy lineup for John Lackey, but I am a big believer in John Lackey, and I'm a big believer that in postseason, guys like John Lackey play. I really expect him to pitch well tonight. I really do.
A lot of people hoping you're absolutely right. Dan, thank you for taking the time for this spirited discussion.
Thank you. And sorry you got me going on the Sabre community. Sometimes I get stuck. You know, I have to do MLB Now with Brian Kenny, and I'm sitting next to a guy from SB Nation and this guy from Sports on Earth. I don't know what the hell either one of those things are, and they're telling me about spin rates and exit velo and all this other crap, and I'm like, I mean, do you realize this guy's exit velo is fourth? The guy hit 225.
But those aren't even...
I could have exit velo if I hit 225.
But those aren't even metrics.
I don't. Yeah,
that's just a velocity of something.
Oh, it's the way they measure a player. It's you know, the wild chemistry. Mix it all up in a bottle and shake it out. Hey, that's a $12 million player. He gets on base. Ah, I. You know what? Don't get me started. You already got me started.
Hey, okay. Dan, I Right. Zach, I apologize for Dan Bernstein. He annoys a lot of people. Don't take it personally.
Dan, you know what buttons to push. You still do, my friend.
Thank you, Dan. Bye.
See you, Zach.
It, guys. Okay.
It's a major loon.
He is, in the best way. It's
Could
just
you
the
imagine
best way.
Golfing with him?
I have. He's
I know.
The best. It's a riot.
When he's not falling down a hill.
That wasn't good. That was on the bad side of the list. He fell down, he busted up his hip, and he missed 3 months.
Emailer says, thank Bob Plesak in Rockford for his call. No, it's what he does.
He's amazing, though. I mean, like, he's got a Rain Man ability. Like, he knows every player on every roster, and he remembers stuff. And, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, he knows everything about every team, every position, who the backups are, who the fourth reliever is.
Like a good producer. That's ideal, a guy like that. So we have David Schuster, who's going to join us next from Los Angeles.
Also a major loon.
Yes, and does not quite have that kind of memory, but he remembers almost everything on the score.
Friday, don't miss the Bud Light Who Needs to Tavern Tour with the Boers and Bernstein Show with Barry Rosner filling in for Terry. This time, join the guys at Fatty's Pub in DeKalb starting at 1. Coming out to see the guys do the show live, score Bud Light giveaways, and win Chicago Bulls tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Valvoline, now celebrating 150 years under the hood. Despite getting humiliated and hammered in primetime Monday night, Jets head coach Todd Bowles immediately said that Ryan Fitzpatrick was still his QB1. Well, less than 24 hours, Bowles walked out right back and now says it's Geno Smith, but he's making the right call. There's a reason why Fitz has played for four teams in the last 5 years, the same reason why nobody had any interest in bringing him in this past offseason, the same reason why you're 1-5 with him this year. He's just not that good. And you know exactly what you have in him, and you know he's not going to figure in your future long term. Your season is already over at 1-5. You've got to get the next man ready and find out whether or not he has anything at all. In fact, you have to find out whether or not any of the four guys on your roster can play, and the only way to do that is to give them the ball. I'm Jim Rome.
The staff is the best I've ever dealt with.
Complete customer satisfaction. It's what we strive for every day at Bill Jacobs BMW. While it may be that shiny ultimate driving machine that brings you through the door, your experience here will make you a customer for life.
Get 0% APR for 72 months on select BMW certified pre-owned courtesy vehicles with a protection plan of up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. Details at BillJacobsBMW.com.
Bill Jacobs BMW. The cars bring you in, the experience brings you back. Aurora Avenue in Naperville.
Sushi, tacos, burgers, salads, there's something for everyone at Hub 51, Chicago's hottest restaurant, located at 51 West Hubbard in River North. Hub51chicago.com.
Oh, wow. You're actually wearing your hair down tonight.
Yeah, because I finally decided that I love my hair. I figured out the solution for my morning frizz, midday poof, and even next day bedhead. It's Frizz E Secret Weapon Touch-Up Cream by John Frieda.
Well, you and your hair look flawless.
Flawless and touchable. Feel.
Oh.
See? It's soft. Smooth ends, no flyaways, shiny.
Well, I clearly need to get some because your hair looks amazing.
Frizz E Secret Weapon, only from John Frieda.
Only.
Hey there, if you're tired of slow and unreliable internet at your house, it's time to make the switch to Xfinity, just like I did a while ago. Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola. I've had Xfinity services at the house for a couple years now, and they really are incredible. Not only great customer service, but just great products. The internet is great. Always fast, always reliable. Doesn't matter what time of day it is. Even during peak hours when it seems like the entire world is on the interwebs, my internet service is great with my in-home Wi-Fi. Even if there's multiple devices being used at the house, it doesn't slow the router down. And it doesn't matter where I am in the house. I've heard some people say they need to be closer to the router to get better service. That's awful. You should be able to use your devices, your internet, anywhere in your entire house. If you want to see how your current service stacks up, take the Xfinity X1 Challenge and see for yourself. You couple that, the great internet and in-home Wi-Fi with Xfinity, with the X1 platform, which is the very best in home entertainment, you're going to be a very, very happy person. You'll have a very happy family on your hands as well. The X1 is the best with the voice remote. You can find anything super fast. The X1 DVR, you can watch one show while recording up to five others. You can even access your DVR through the Xfinity TV app, which is pretty cool. I use the Xfinity TV app all the time to get to the on-demand stuff. If there's shows I need to catch up on or just want to watch a movie while I'm on the train, I can do that on my smartphone. And like I said, I can access anything I record on my DVR on my smartphone with Xfinity. So here's what you do. Go to Xfinity.com/challenge and see how your service stacks up. Maybe you have AT&T or new customers. You can get started with the Performance Starter Internet from Xfinity for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. You get a 30-day money-back guarantee, so it's risk-free. That's a great price for great internet service. Just go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to make that switch. You can learn more about other Xfinity internet offers there when you're at the store. Now, that great offer for Xfinity Starter Internet expires 1/31/17. You have some time, but why wait? Take advantage of this great deal, $19.99 a month for 12 months, with Performance Starter Internet from Xfinity. Just call today, 1-800-XFINITY, or go online to Xfinity.com.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Attention, are you turning 65 and don't know what your Medicare plan options are? Are you already on Medicare and unhappy with your current plan? Medicare providers can help you choose the plan that is right for you. Call us today at 855-408-4081 and we'll connect you with a licensed agent to help you determine which Medicare plan fits your needs the best. You may also be eligible for a special enrollment period. The call is 100% free and the help is real. Call today at 855-408-4081.
You know, moving is never fun, especially during baseball season. But OD Household Services makes it cheaper and easier. OD drops off a trailer that you load yourself. Then OD delivers it to your new address when you want it. You only pay for the space you use, and OD does all of the driving. Schedule your easy and affordable home move now at odmove.com/Cubs. That's odmove.com/Cubs. OD Household Services, official partner of the Chicago Cubs.
Jared introduces a diamond that's as unique as the woman you'll love forever. It's called Chosen by Jared, a diamond that has a one-of-a-kind story only Jared can tell, with a book of photographs that documents your diamond's journey. Every GIA-certified Chosen diamond is hand-selected, cut, and polished by Jared experts, never leaving our hands until it gets to hers. The one diamond that could only be for her and only come from you. That's why he went to Jared.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
It's 4:30 in the Chicago Wolves Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves host Milwaukee tonight at Allstate Arena as part of the Amtrak rivalry. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. A civil sexual assault trial against Derrick Rose and two other men is over. All three defendants have been found not liable by a Los Angeles jury. Jurors who did speak to the media said they didn't find the accuser credible and did not think there was enough evidence to support her case. Jurors are now being seen afterwards taking photos with Rose and his attorney. The Cubs find themselves in the unfamiliar position of being behind in a series. Northsiders down 2-1, heading into game 4 of the NLCS tonight. But Chris Bryant says the team is not worried.
There's no panic here. It's just one of those times where we got beat today. They had good at-bats, and we'll come out and get them tomorrow.
John Lackey takes the mound tonight to try to prevent the Cubs from falling to 3-1 in the series. Julio Urias will go for the Dodgers. It'll be his first postseason start ever. Pregame starts at 5 o'clock here on The Score. Cleveland leading Toronto 3-0 in the fifth inning of Game 5 of the ALCS. Indians lead that series 3-1. Blue Jays trying to stave off elimination for the second straight game. Bears and Packers tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. Eddie Royal has been ruled out for that one. Jay Cutler, Josh Sitton, and Jeremy Langford all listed as doubtful. Eight Bears listed as questionable, including Tracy Porter and Jarrell Freeman. Eddie Lacy among those ruled out for the Packers. Where they'll only sell one piece of jewelry, the one she'll treasure forever, personal service, custom design, and impeccable quality. It's all waiting for you at Jared. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for the NL Central champion Chicago Cubs. Listen to every postseason game right here with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. Next game on the score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Dodgers, beginning at 5 p.m. It's Chicago Playoff Baseball on 670 The Score, the radio home of the Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. When you pick up the 99-cent reusable bag from participating Napa Auto Parts stores, you're not just getting a bag, you're getting 20% off the stuff you put in it. That's Napa know-how. While supplies last. Minimum three items purchased. Some restrictions apply. Offer expires 10/31/16.
I would suggest if you want to be our winner of the Cubs playoff tickets we have available at our special Budweiser appearance at Bat 17 that you should get over here and put your name in the hopper. It's been a real fun day here. And if you haven't enjoyed Bat 17 yet in Evanston, you're really missing out because there's just so much good stuff here. They know how to make a real sandwich. And there are a lot of places, you know, you hear me complain often being a bit of a corned beef. I'm a bit of a corned beef snob, and I would say there's only a handful of places that know how to do an honest corned beef sandwich, and this would be one of those places, at least in Chicago, a place where you can take that first bite and know from the moment that it's an actual corned beef on rye. They know what they're doing. Bat 17 is your place for watching sports. It's an official Blackhawks bar. They also have football, game day, Bud, and Bud Light specials. And they're about to be 10 years old in December. They also think they've solved the Cubs' woes. I don't know if this is breaking news, but the powers that be here at Bat 17 recognize that, and I don't know if this is coincidence or causation. I can't prove it. So the Cubs were doing fine until they hung the W flag on Saturday. So they've decided to take that flag down, and they are declaring unequivocally that the Cubs, in their words, are now fine.
Okay.
So we'll see.
I don't know if that's enough evidence for me.
Getting a lot of response to Dan Plesac interview, but boy, he's just, the guy's all over the place. I mean, first, like, they can't hit, they'll be fine.
He can't hit.
Swing. But what?
He's great.
I know. It's just he feels movie so reference. Strongly, and I'm not quite sure why.
He's mad. He's upset. He's just angry that this isn't going well. He loves the Cubs.
Okay.
And this isn't going well. I, however, am certain the Dodgers should start Clayton Kershaw in Game 5, regardless. Win tonight, lose tonight, tie tonight, play all night. I don't care. They should be starting Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, Dave Roberts has said no. He said there's no circumstance that he's considering. But then, you know, then Kershaw shows up and he's flipping a ball in his hands. Like, hey, Skip, I feel great.
He also said the day of Game 5 in Washington that there's no way he could pitch, and he pitched.
You know, Kershaw's also, as we speak, having a bullpen session right now.
So what do you think that means?
That he starts Game 6.
That would be no. If he's throwing a full bullpen.
Right. If he's throwing an actual bullpen, then no.
He's throwing a full bullpen right now, which means he will not pitch Game 5. He'll start Game 6.
Yeah,
so as Dave Roberts said, there is no circumstance. That's accurate. Yep.
Yeah, well, he lied last time.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust it, but once he does that bullpen, they're not throwing him out there tomorrow.
Yeah, obviously, if he's throwing a full bullpen, then that's not going to happen.
Right.
But, yeah, see, I don't know. If I'm him and I got a chance to put away the Cubs in Game 5, I'm putting them away. I'm putting an end to that.
If you're Joe Maddon, what's your talking point with Addison Russell right now?
That's what I was asking Dan Plesac. He's the magician. He's the magician. He's supposed to have an answer for this. I suppose I would tell him shorten up, try to stay closed, and, you know, if you see a breaking pitch, stop fishing. He cannot stay away from anything that's off the outer corner that's a breaking pitch. He can't stay off it right now. So I'd say stay closed, keep it short, and if you can't possibly reach it, then you're not going to fish.
I had mentioned that we were going to have David Schuster on. Unfortunately, because of our extended dance mix with Plesac, we sort of blew right through the available window because David Schuster has many reporting responsibilities and is beholden to the schedule there at Chavez Ravine. You hope that this is one, like you say, Barry, something good early offensively. Something. A back-to-back doubles. Or something that just where you get a walk and a bloop and a wild pitch.
Yeah, they need a little bit of a break. They need something to go their way. Maybe it's a mistake. It could be something as simple as a mistake, a hanging breaking pitch. But usually it comes in the form of some sort of a fielding mistake or.
They almost got it. Rich Hill couldn't even make a throw to first. You know, it was there. That's what was so frustrating about last night was he was going to the zoo. He's throwing over on Anthony Rizzo times.
Do you know why?
And he's all scratchy and twitchy.
Do you know why he's throwing to first?
It's like a tick.
It's because he doesn't want to throw it home.
Right. And I thought Smoltz did a really good job saying, you know, sometimes you're just throwing it there for a rhythm reason. It was a tick.
It's like
he was caught in the thing.
I don't even think it was I don't think it was a rhythm thing. I think it was the equivalent of the batter saying time out. I got something in my eye. He just didn't want to throw home. He didn't want anything to do with it. That's your opportunity right there to make him pay.
It looked to me like, do you remember when Sergio Garcia had the waggles? Not the wiggles there in Australia, but do you remember when he had that where he couldn't address the ball?
Yeah, Danny.
Where he sort of gets in this thing where he had to go through all of these machinations.
Yeah,
remember that?
At Bethpage Black, were killing him for it.
Right.
Danny Lee went through that too. Did you hear Joe Buck, by the way, during that sequence, say that there's no way Anthony Rizzo is stealing. There's no way he's stealing. There's no chance in the world he's stealing. And furthermore, after he steals, and obviously he doesn't know Anthony Rizzo, who's a really good base runner despite being incredibly slow. He's a really good base runner. And he does steal bases, by the way. After he steals the base, he says, well, Anthony Rizzo never would have thought about it if Rich Hill hadn't put the idea in his mind.
Well, he saw something weird was going on.
He's claiming that the idea, the impetus for the steal came from Rich Hill throwing over. That was the idea. Like, he never would have thought of stealing second.
Isn't there some truth to that, though? That because of how bizarre it was, that he's thinking, all right, he's thrown over X number of times. There's no way he's doing it again. I mean, I understand where he was coming from with
that. No, that's not what he meant. What he was saying was he never would have thought about it in the first place.
Well, you're always, thinking of it if you feel that the opportunity is there.
He steals bases.
There,
Anthony Rizzo will steal a base on you if you're not paying attention to him. And in this situation, he's desperately trying to make something happen. That's just, that's Joe Buck being really idiotic.
I don't like the word desperately because you're right. And there have been too many plate appearances that have reeked of desperation.
Yeah. Well, if you think about how they played all season, how relaxed they were and all the ways they would just, they would take extra bases on you. And they were playing so loose and easy, much like the Dodgers did, by the way, late in the game yesterday. Did you not get the feeling watching the Dodgers that the Dodgers were doing to the Cubs what the Cubs did to everybody all year, which was late in the game when you think maybe you still got a chance? They just pummel you. They just put you away. They take extra bases. They do all the little things to embarrass you because you can't execute, and they're executing everything. And they're just putting the game away. And the Dodgers did that to the Cubs late in that game.
They strangled him yesterday.
That could not have felt good for the Chicago Cubs.
They strangled him. And Jake Arrieta being what he now is, now that he's back, he's no longer outlier Jake Arrieta. As somebody pointed out on Twitter, he's regression to the mean Jake Arrieta. And outlier Jake was a lot more fun.
You like that one better?
I thought Outlier Jake was way more entertaining than the one that looked like Bob Gibson.
The guy
that's better than the one that looks like the guy in the Orioles.
The guy of historical significance who put together 4 months no one ever has
before.
Yeah,
let's add unsustainable historical significance to that.
Well, that was certainly a possibility, and that was exactly why the Cubs did not rush into a 10-year, $300 million contract.
Tomorrow we're going to be out once again, thanks to the good folks at Budweiser. We are going to be at the Old Town Poorhouse on South Wells, so you should come join us. and have yourself a Budweiser tomorrow. Maybe everybody will be in a better mood. This Bud's for you. You have the score.
The Score welcomes Cubs legend Ryne Sandberg to our Cubs broadcast team.
Ryne Sandberg, welcome to the Cubs postgame show.
Really liked getting off the good start. We've really seen it all year long with the bench that Joe Maddon has to work with. That was electric right there.
He'll be joining Mark Grody during every home postgame show throughout the playoffs. Welcome aboard, Rhino, from Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
The staff is the best I've ever dealt with.
Complete customer satisfaction. It's what we strive for every day at Bill Jacobs BMW. While it may be that shiny ultimate driving machine that brings you through the door, your experience here will make you a customer for life.
Get 0% APR for 72 months on select BMW certified pre-owned courtesy vehicles with a protection plan of up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. Details at BillJacobsBMW.com.
Bill Jacobs BMW. The cars bring you in, the experience brings you back. Aurora Avenue in Naperville.
It's posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide and just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, just for listening, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/play.
Jared introduces a diamond that's as unique as the woman you'll love forever. It's called Chosen by Jared, a diamond that has a one-of-a-kind story only Jared can tell, with a book of photographs that documents your diamond's journey. Every GIA-certified Chosen diamond is hand-selected, cut, and polished by Jared experts, never leaving our hands until it gets to hers. The one diamond that could only be for her and only come from you. That's why he went to Jared.
Top appliance brands like GE, Samsung, and LG have a new home. JCPenney now sells major appliances in select stores and at jcp.com/appliances. From washing machines and dryers to refrigerators and more. Save up to 20%, plus an extra 10% off on all major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Subject to credit approval, must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 10/11 to 10/23.
Services.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
He is obsessed with Pilates. He's in great physical condition.
He is the vice president of lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Bonnie.
Hello, friend.
Called because her monthly mortgage and student loan payments were suffocating her financially. And while at his daughter's soccer practice, David informed Bonnie he could pay off all her student loans, reduce her monthly payment over $1,000 a month, and pay for all her closing costs. And David then asked Bonnie why she didn't call sooner. So Bonnie told David that his ad sounded too good to be true. Well, needless to say, now Bonnie's a huge believer and is very proud to be one of David's many success stories. So if you have credit card debt or student loans, and you'd like to see if David could lower your monthly payment like he lowered Bonnie's monthly payment, pick up the phone. Call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 19186.
As a pro, every job matters, and I know that I can always trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. With brands I can count on like GAF, Hitachi, and Bostitch, I spend less time shopping around and more time getting the work done.
Now through October 30th at Lowe's, get 20% off a pallet or more of GAF shingles, Hitachi accessories and fasteners, and select Bostitch roofing, nailers, and nails. See Pro Desk in store for details and limitations, U.S. only.
Every day we hear news about high levels of hazardous chemicals, bacteria, even lead in water across the country. Do you know what's in your home's water? A Pelican water system can reduce 99% of those pollutants from your water. You'll have spring quality water from every faucet in your home. We have factory direct pricing, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and free shipping. Call Pelican now and they'll ship you a free information kit. Call 888-474-4019. That's 888-474-4019.
I owe the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I call Tax Solutions now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. Call 800-921-4588. 800-921-4588. 800-921-4588.
The following message contains a special offer for listeners of this station. Are you a man over 40? Are you constantly looking for the nearest bathroom? Do you wake up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? Right now, Perfect Prostate is sending out free bottles of their groundbreaking new formula to listeners of this station. Perfect Prostate formula was developed by medical doctor Mitchell Fleischer, and its ingredients have been clinically studied to reduce your frequent nighttime bathroom visits and promote healthy urine flow. Right now, preferred customers get their first bottle of Perfect Prostate absolutely free. There's nothing to lose. Perfect Prostate is guaranteed to reduce that constant urge to use the bathroom, especially at night, and promote healthy urine flow. Don't wait. Call now for your free bottle. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617. Supplies are limited. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617.
Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
And right now, Mattress Firm semi-annual sale is going on. It's a sale so big, they only do it, that's right, twice a year, and you can get savings of up to $300 on some of their best brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and more, Dan.
And the coolest thing is you can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years. That means you can look at something in their all-new custom collection crafted exclusively for Mattress Firm. These are the luxury lines, Beautyrest and Tempur-Pedic. For a limited time, you purchase any custom collection or Tempur-Pedic mattress set, you get Mattress Firm bonus cash of up to $300 good toward a free pillow, a free mattress protector, and free frame. But the key is that no interest financing for 5 years, and it's worth going big.
Yeah, and regardless of your budget, Mattress Firm has something for everyone with queen mattress sets starting as low as $179.99. You know, and buying a mattress is not something you do every day. And it's not something you do all that often. You know, every 7-8 years, they recommend you buy a new mattress. So go to the mattress experts because they're going to help you out. They're going to walk you through a very simple process to find the mattress that best fits your sleep style.
That's important to remember, too. It's not just the age of your mattress. It's the age of you, because as you get older, your body changes, your sleep habits change, and you need to make sure that you're optimized for the kind of sleeper that you are now. And you won't go unless you go in there and actually lie down on some of these fabulous mattresses and see what's best for you.
And to go in there, you go to mattressfirm.com. You find the location nearest you, and I promise you there are several around your home. Get in there and let the experts help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. Take advantage of the savings during the semi-annual sale. It's Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm, save money.
Sleep happy.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Sometimes it can be good to be young. You don't know what you're getting into. You know, you can just go out there and let your talent take over. And obviously he has a lot of that. And it's a new situation for him. And back then I was just worried about, you know, not messing it up for the older guys more than anything.
John Lackey. This is it now. He's enjoyed all the tough talk and how he didn't come here for a haircut. He's here for jewelry. Go get him. This is time now for John Lackey to take on that young gunslinger and stare him down as the tumbleweeds fly in between them in the middle of the town.
It's his opportunity. That's why he's here. So we'll see what he does tonight. I'm amazed that Dave Roberts is not starting Clayton Kershaw in Game 5. Do you think there's any chance he's looking ahead to Game 1 of the World Series?
Sure.
That's a bad idea. You need to get to the World Series first. See, if I'm him, I'm pitching him again in Game 5. Whether that's a clinching game or not, we'll see. We'll know after tonight. Whether it's a clinching game or not, then you can bring him back in Game 7 just like you did in Game 5.
You had a devilish little smirk on your face right there when you were considering the possibility that Dave Roberts is thinking a series ahead.
I there's no other explanation for this. There's no other reason to wait. And I've seen this before. I saw it with Rick Sutcliffe in 1984 when they could have come back with when the Cubs could have came back with Sutcliffe in Game 4. And if he had lost, they would have had Trout for Game 5, and Trout was on fire anyway. But Jim Frey was thinking, I want Rick Sutcliffe for Game 1 of the World Series. They didn't get to the World Series. In case you haven't, in case you don't remember that, I like if I'm a Cub fan, I'm very very happy that Clayton Kershaw is not pitching Game 5.
Yeah, Clayton Kershaw, that would be the combination of him and Max Scherzer would be terrifying, because then he's left-handed and right-handed and throwing everything at you.
And he's got every imaginable pitch, and they're all very hard.
And he's got three eyes that are all different colors. We thank our guests today, Bruce Levine, Olin Krutz, and wacky Dan Plesak.
He was great.
Huge thanks to Budweiser and Bat17 for all the warm hospitality. As always, this was tremendous. Matt Abaticola and I will be out with our friends at Tito's at Old Town Poorhouse tomorrow. Thanks much to our engineer, Dave Miska.
Let's Jimmy is still getting ready, apparently, because he went now. You had a little bit too much coffee.
That's part of it.
You had to tinkle.
Hey, that's part of it.
You haven't been away from the game that long. Yeah, I told you. That bladder needs to be okay.
No, that's coffee. You know, it's a natural diuretic, just get you going. Go.
Have a good time. I have no idea what was just happening there. Chris Tannehill.
Their first play of the night that went for at least 10 yards.
Oh, and he broke the tackle in the backfield of Melvin Ingram, and that's what they need. They need, as the old saying is, somebody just make a play and get this thing rolling.
You know that one.
I think it was Deuteronomy, actually. I don't know the exact verse, but I think it was, and he said unto him, someone just make a play and get this thing going.
The magical cat, right?
We thank everybody for calling and emailing and sexting and texting and tweeting and everything that you do. And we are going to turn it over to the Cubs broadcast team. Our extended Cubs pregame from Los Angeles starts next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
And I will see you Friday at Fatty's in DeKalb.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fun. You're going to show me all the places you're
buzzed. I'll show you the Pike House. Every place I threw up there. Yeah.
Wonderful. Special. So I will see you then, and Matt Abaticola and I will talk to you at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Good luck tonight. Bye.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Cubs fans, it's Game 4 of the NLCS tonight. Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. The Cubs are down in the series, 2-1. Kershaw's out there somewhere. Keep it here. We'll get you ready for this huge game. Don't miss Pat and Ron's hometown call of Game 4 tonight. Our extended pregame coverage starts at 5. First pitch at 7:05 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs.
You know, moving is never fun, especially during baseball season. But OD Household Services makes it cheaper and easier. OD drops off a trailer that you load yourself. Then OD delivers it to your new address when you want it. You only pay for the space you use, and OD does all of the driving. Schedule your easy and affordable home move now at odmove.com/Cubs. That's odmove.com/Cubs. OD Household Services, official partner of the Chicago Cubs.
Jared introduces a diamond that's as unique as the woman you'll love forever. It's called Chosen by Jared, a diamond that has a one-of-a-kind story only Jared can tell, with a book of photographs that documents your diamond's journey. Every GIA-certified Chosen diamond is hand-selected, cut, and polished by Jared experts, never leaving our hands until it gets to hers. The one diamond that could only be for her and only come from you. That's why he went to Jared.
Top appliance brands like GE, Samsung, and LG have a new home. JCPenney now sells major appliances in select stores and at jcp.com/appliances. From washing machines and dryers to refrigerators and more. Save up to 20%, plus an extra 10% off on all major appliances. Plus, get 30 months special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Subject to credit approval, must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 10/11 to 10/23.
America was founded by revolutionary horsemen. George Washington was considered the best horseman of his era. Thomas Jefferson spent days at the National Racecourse. Andrew Jackson even fought a duel over a wager. And Ulysses S. Grant drove trotters at high speed down Pennsylvania Avenue. These men saw hope, freedom, and opportunity in the great sport of horse racing, and they believed in having a stake in the race. Like our forefathers, ExpressBet believes that horse racing is great for America, that men and women from all walks of life should have the chance to bet on the races, that a pick six, whether a guarantee, rainbow, or carryover, is a ticket to prosperity, and having something at stake, big or small, builds character. That's why ExpressBet promises to make it easy to bet anytime, any day, on any device, to put the odds in your favor with the best free handicapping information, to support the better, promote the sport, and champion the industry, and to do their very best to help make America bet again. This is Eddie Olchek, and I approve this message.
Void where prohibited. Restrictions apply. Must be 18 or older and 21 in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet LLC and reside in a state where such activity is legal. National Gambling Support Line 800-522-4700.
As a pro, every job matters, and I know that I can always trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. With brands I can count on like GAF, Hitachi, and Bostitch, I spend less time shopping around and more time getting the work done.
Now through October 30th at Lowe's, get 20% off a pallet or more of GAF shingles, Hitachi accessories and fasteners, and select Bostitch roofing, nailers, and nails. See Pro Desk in store for details and limitations, U.S. only.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com.